Almanac. Each time you visit, we will be telling stories about famous Quakers and infamous ones, too. We'll also tell you about some lesser-known Quakers whose amazing stories we discovered. Some of these Quakers lived long ago, while others are among us right now in our own neighborhood. We'll tell you about Quakers of all sorts who are living in every time zone and working for Quaker concerns in a variety of ways. We'll also include in the Almanac stories about Quaker organizations and the work they do to alleviate suffering, to promote Quaker ideals, and to address injustice in the world. We began our research with a question: how do Quakers live their faith in the past and right now? As we began to write up our research, we wondered, what can we gain from their stories? We hope, as our project moves to its next stage, that you can find in the words and deeds of these friends some wisdom, comfort, and inspiration for your own spiritual journey. Our project has been supported by a Ford Knight grant for student-faculty collaborative research at Earlham College. Hello, this is Mary, ready to introduce you to another Quaker, Francis Jenkins. On June 6, 1894, Francis Jenkins returned to his hometown, Richmond, Indiana, to visit his parents, Amasa and Mary Ann Jenkins. Francis lived in Washington, D.C., where he earned his living as a stenographer and spent his free time as an inventor. The Jenkins family lived at 321 College Avenue. They were deeply immersed in Quaker ideals and actions. As founding members of the West Richmond Friends Meeting in 1909, they both served Friends in multiple ways during their long lives. When Mary Ann Jenkins died in 1916, Amasa memorialized her life by donating one of the windows that still colors the light at West Richmond Friends. Their son, Francis, was an active friend as well, but when he came back to Richmond, it was not for Quaker reasons. He and some inventor colleagues were experimenting with a device called the Fantascope, and he wanted to demonstrate a small film that he had made to his parents. Francis Jenkins lived until 1934 and is buried at Rock Creek Cemetery in Washington, D.C. In his hometown each year, high school students participate in a juried filmmaking contest called Fantascope. Thank you for visiting the Quaker Almanac. We hope you'll come back soon. Thanks also to Dan Graves of the Music Department at Earlham College for allowing us to use his arrangement of How Can I Keep From Singing? The West Coast Tour Choir of 1998 sings this particular version. Our project was supported by a Ford Knight grant for student-faculty collaborative research at Earlham College. If you would like to join this project and tell another Quaker story, contact Trish Eckert at the Newland Center for Quaker Thought and Practice or Mary Garman in the Religion Department.